当我们唱说我们又再一起来赞美主，不知道大家有没有觉得非常的兴奋
？I don't know. Were you excited when we sang the first song that we're together again praising the Lord?
当我们可以和众弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜赞美弟兄姊妹，这是何等喜乐的事情
！It is such a joyful thing when we can gather together to worship and praise Him.
我们在这次的冬令会讲到基督徒的生活。
In this spring retreat, we talk about the life of a Christian.
说到在神前的生活。
We talk about the life living before God.
我们也说到在人前的生活。
And the life living before man.
今天我们还要讲到在教会的生活。
And this morning, I want to share with you the life in His church.
这不是三个分开来的生活。
These are not three separable aspects of our life.
因为我们只有一个生活。
Because we only have one kind of life.
但是从三个方面都是那么的重要。
But we can talk about from three aspects.
当我最近几天在思想的时候
These days when I'm meditating upon this theme,
我在想可能这个题目如果讲说如何享受生活
I thought maybe I should give the theme as how to enjoy your Christian life
如何享受你的人生
How to enjoy your life
可能弟兄姊妹会更有兴趣
Maybe it will be even more interesting
很多的时候我们交通说要亲近主啊
And many times we encourage brothers to draw close to the Lord
我很怕弟兄姊妹觉得说哎呀又是一个要求
I was afraid maybe you think this is another requirement
我们说要读经啊读经圣经的话这么宝贵
We encourage you to read the word of God which is precious
可能觉得又是一个要求
Maybe you will think this is another requirement
当我们讲到说妻子要顺服丈夫
And when we advise youwives submit to your husband.
妻子这个压力就更重了。
And the wives and mothers may feel great pressure.
丈夫要爱妻子。
When I say husbands, love your wife.
这个丈夫的心都慌了。
And the husband may panic.
到哪去找这个爱呢
？Where can I find this love for my wife?
当我们讲到聚会。
When we talk about come to the church meeting.
讲到侍奉。
Come to serve.
我不知道大家会不会觉得哇，好沉重啊。
I don't know. Do you feel very heavy now?
好多的要求。
There are so many requirements.
但是如果说如何来享受人生
But if I tell you come and enjoy your life
享受基督徒的生活
Come to enjoy the life as a Christian
我想我们整个的观念是改变的
I think your perception may be changed
我记得我从小其实很不喜欢读书
I remember since I was a little boy I did not like to go to school
每次考试啊交差了事
And every time I just study real hard, quickly just for the sake of get over with the test
我记得到了大学的时候
But when I enter into college
有一群喜欢打球的朋友
I have thisa group of buddies we like to play basketball sports
all kinds of sports 那我们常常到了考试期中考期末考
and whenever midterm or final arrives
那时候一个科目分开来在晚上考
and each night we'll have a subject test
我们这些朋友好像从来也不做作业的
and all my buddies never do homework
好像也从来不太读书的
I rarely study either
啊那天晚上要考试了
but the final is coming up
早上大家都一起聚在一起
了 so every, that morning we will gather together
早上一起读书
we'll study together
很多时候下午开始教他们这个那个的
and then when it comes to afternoon I will just be their tutor teaching them
晚上就是考试
and at night we'll have our test
因为没有那个兴趣
Because we had no interest in study
变成一个重担一个责任
Therefore it became just a responsibility to fulfill
后来遇见主了
Until later on I encountered the Lord
很奇怪改变了
Marvelously I was changed
我觉得去上课是一个享受
I regarded going to school a enjoyment
以前好像上课从来都没有觉得说哪个老师讲得非常好的
Prior to that I never thought oh this instructor is great
后来有兴趣的就觉得哎呀这个老师讲的都有意思啊
But once I had interest in studying I thought oh this teacher is great
后来我课都修完了
And even if I finish all the required courses
还到别的系去找课来修啊
I actually look for other courses to take other majors
我觉得这是一个享受
Because I regarded studying an enjoyment
弟兄姊妹神要我们来享受它
Therefore brothers and sisters God wants us to enjoy him
神为我们预备了许许多多的要我们来得
God has prepared for us abundantly so that we can enjoy them.
不但我们得永远的生命
Not only we just have an eternal life.
还要我们得更丰盛的生命
He wants us to have it abundantly.
我们说主为我们开了一条又新又活的道路
But the Lord, you have prepared for us a new and living way.
他的身体为我们裂开
We knew his body was broken for us.
今天我们都得到这个权利
You and I now have the privilege privilege
能够来到施恩宝座的面前
to go directly to the presence of His mercy seat
我们能够看见他的容面
we can now gaze upon His beauty
我们都能够听见他的慈声
we can now hear His voice
我们都可以爱恋他的显现
we can now have desire for His appearing
弟兄姊妹若是我们真的知道这是主为我们做成一个何等有福的一件事情
oh brothers and sisters only if we realize it's a blessing that God has done for us
巴不得今天不是好像感觉上是我们在这里要求大家你们要亲近主啊
and we realize these are not requirements when we encourage you to come close to the Lord
早上起来要晨更啊
we encourage you to get up and spend time with Jesus
读圣经啊
read the word of God
弟兄姊妹这是何等享受的事情
instead it's such an enjoyment for us
当我们尝过了主恩的滋味
if we have tasted the Lord
你尝到了主
if you have ever tasted the Lord
你说主是这么的甘甜
you will say oh Lord you are beautiful
你渴望来到主的面前
then you will have desire to spend time
今天不是别人在要求你
it will no longer become a requirement or request
我们说越主太好太宝贵
了 but instead we'll say Lord you are precious and wonderful
弟兄姊妹神要我们在一生的日子当中我们生儿养女我们在每一件事情上与他同行
it is God's intent for us to experience him and walk with him in every aspect of our life
他要我们在生活中来经历他
he wants us to experience him in our daily life
叫我们来享受他
to enjoy him
当我们讲到说你的光要照在人的面前
when we share with you let light shine before men
叫人看见你的好行为
so others may see your good deeds
也许我们会觉得说今天人、啊、一旦知道我们是基督徒
and many times we may think oh if people know that I'm a Christian
别人的要求是一个很高的
they will set a higher standard for me
对于其他的宗教或者是别人好像很少人对他们有什么要求的
and people in this world have lower standard or equal requirement for people in other faith or religion
你说你是基督徒
but when, once you say I'm a Christian
人家会说你是基督徒怎么还这样说话
they may say you're a Christian how come you speak like this
你是基督徒怎么还做这样的事情、啊、
you're a Christian how come you act like this
弟兄姊妹一面来讲世人对我们也有一个要求
on one hand people in this world has a higher standard for Christians
但是我们知道这是神给我们一个机会
on the other hand we know this is the chance that God has given to us
我们乃是盐我们乃是光
because we are salt and light of the world
神要让这个盐带着一个影响的力量影响这个世界
God wants us to become salt in the world so that we have influence over people in this world
神要我们成为一个真的光能够照射出去
God wants us to become true light so that we will shine
我们的光要照在人的面前
Our light has to shine before men
让人看见我们的好行为
so that people may see our good deeds
所以能够把荣耀归给我们的神
and give glory to our Father God
但是这些所显出来的是在我们的生活里面
but all these things can be done in our daily life
我们不能一点一点的律法要求说你这个要这样做那个要那样做
it is really not required in the law that you have to fulfill every one of them
像犹太人这些律法主义的他们很愿意照着律法来行
and Jews they love to act in compliance with the requirements in Moses law
但是主要我们来享受有他同在的生活
but what God desires for us to have is to enjoy his presence in every aspect of our life
光照射出来应该是一个最自然的事情
brothers and sisters it's supposed to be the most natural thing for light to shine forth
全世界的黑暗不能把一点点的光包围住
and even the darkness of the whole world cannot cover the little dim light
你在一个最黑最黑的房间里面
even in the darkest room
一个小小的蜡烛
a small candlelight
它的光能够把这个地方照亮
can enlighten the whole room
把黑暗驱逐出去
and cast away the darkness
神要得着我们
God wants to use us
做他的见证人
to be his testimony
但是神不是在这里好像要求你要做这个要做那个
but God is not saying to do this or to do that
他把这个生命赐给我们
because he has given us the life that can do it
保罗讲到说现在活着不再是我
Paul,
是基督在我里面活
Paul indicated that it's no longer I who lives but Christ who lives in me
他把一个最大的秘诀告诉我们
he has shared with the greatest secret
要我们如何在生活里面来享受基督
that we may learn how to enjoy Christ in our life
来享受你的人生
to enjoy our life
因为今天活着不再是我。
Because it's no longer I who live.
每一次基督在我们里面活。
Every time when Christ lives inside.
基督带下更丰盛的生命。
And he's able to give us more abundant life.
就发现说生活里面点点滴滴真的是很有意思。
And then you find life is interesting in every moment.
在家庭的里面。
At home.
和儿女之间。
When you interact with your children.
在你工作的环境。
At work.
当我们昨天和大家一起交通到这些方面的时候
And yesterday morning we share with brother and sister these aspects
我们彼此勉励
We encourage one another
基督徒的生活
The life of a Christian
在人前的生活
It's a life before man
其实也是要那么的享受的
And that's something enjoyable too
我们今天早上一起来交通教会的生活
And this morning we want to share with you the life in church
我们一起来读一下以弗所书
Let's read it together.
第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
请我们一起来读。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。我们不再做外人。
We're no longer foreigners.
不再做和客旅。
Or aliens.
是与圣徒同国。
The fellow citizens with God's people.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是神家里的人。
And members of God's household.
当神的恩典临到我们的身上。
When the grace of the Lord come upon us.
在那一天，我们蒙恩得救。
That is the day we were saved.
我们说，主耶稣，我愿意相信你。
The moment we say, Lord, I believe you.
我愿意接受你。
And I want to accept you.
他成为我们的救主。
To be my savior.
那个时候我们说我得救了
Right at that time we can say I am saved
每一个得救的故事都是那么奇妙
And each one of them has a marvelous story to tell
在不同的时候
At different timing
在你人生的不同的点上
At different stage in your life
神拯救了你
God delivered us and saved us
爱来寻找了我们
His love has found us
他的救恩临到我们身上
His salvation came upon us
弟兄姊妹但是当我们一蒙恩得救了以后
And from the moment we are saved
虽然我们是一个一个被拯救的
Maybe we were saved individually at different times
但是神一拯救我们
But once we are saved
我们就被救到他的家里面去
We are saving into his house
哦、oh, 这爱来寻我
Oh this love has sought me
这个血来买我
And this blood has bought me
下面讲到说恩典带我归他的羊圈
And this grace has brought me back to his fold
没有一个人得救是应该是在外面流荡的。
No one should be saved but still wander outside.
我们得救成为神家里的人。
Because once we're saved, we become a member of God's household.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来享受我们是神家里的人。
Therefore, let's come and enjoy as a member in God's house.
当你回到家里面是你最舒服的时候。
That moment when you return to your own home, that should be the most relaxing and comfortable time.
有的时候出去旅行，虽然一路上也蛮高兴的。
And sometimes when we go on travel, we have a good time.
但是你最后最想的回家。
But what do we miss the most is to go home at the end.
今天我们成为神家里的人。
Now we have become a member of God's house.
这要成为我们的生活。
So this is supposed to be the way we live.
我们讲到教会的生活。
When we talk about life in the church.
不是说礼拜天大家来教会坐在这里，这是教会的生活。
We're not talking about just coming here Sunday morning and sitting in the church being church-like.
这跟我们神前的生活是一样的。
This is just like the life we have before God.
不是说我早上起来我跟神祷告那。一点点时间叫做神前的生活。
We don't just get up in the morning and spend a little time with God, and then that's what we call living before God.
我们的生活就是神前的生活。
Instead, my whole life, my whole living is supposed to be lived in front of God.
在一天的里面，我们的神那样乐意与我们同在。
Every moment throughout the day, God is with us.
他要我们过幔内的生活。
He wants us to.Dwell inside the veil with him.
同样，我们说教会的生活。
In the same way, when we talk about life in church.
今天讲到我们得做了一个蒙恩的地位。
That talk about how you and I have gained this blessed position.
我们不再做外人，不再做客旅。
We're no longer foreigners or aliens.
与圣徒同国。
But we are the fellow citizens with God's people.
我们乃是神家里的人。
And members of God's household.
也许你今天是一个人在那里开车。
Maybe you're driving alone in your car.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道你不是单独的。
But you know you are not alone.
你是神家里的人。
You are a member of God's house.
今天我们随时随在，我们过教会的生活。
Therefore, every moment throughout our day, we can live a church life.
我们的生命和圣徒是不可以分开的。
We have a life that's not separable from other Christians.
我们永远在一个身体的里面。
We are always one in one body.
我们来读一下。另外一节的圣经
Let's read another scripture.
马太福音 18, verse 20.
请我们一起来读。 Let's read it together.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。主的话非常的奇妙。
And this is a marvelous statement.
的确，当我们每一个人，我们知道主住在我们的里面，他是永远不离开的。
We all know for a fact that God lives inside of us and he will never leave us.
他永远与我们同在。
He will always be with us.
主耶稣他进入荣耀。
And Jesus entered into his glory.
但是保惠师已经来了。
But he sent his counselor to us.
永远与我们同在。
And to be with us forever.
但是在这里有一个非常特别的应许。
But here we have a very unique promise.
他说无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
That's where two or three come together in my name.
那里就有我在他们的中间。
There am I with them.
这边讲到一个聚会。
Now you see the meaning of meeting.
圣徒不单在地位上，我们是在神的家里面，与圣徒是同国的。
Therefore, position or status wise, not only we are part of God's house.
另外还有一件事很特别。
And there's something else.
我们那么的喜欢奉主的名一起来聚会。
That is, we like to gather in the name of the Lord.
我们讲到说教会的生活。
When we talk about church life.
教会到底是什么意义？
What does church mean?
在圣经里面说到教会的意义，它是讲到有一群人是被神所呼召出来的。
Church talks specifically about there's a group of people called out for a special purpose.
这些被呼召出来的人聚在一起。
And when this group of people that are called out and gather together,
这是教会。
That's the meaning of church.
在以弗所书说到教会是基督的身体。
And in the book of Ephesians, it tells us church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
And it's the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
今天我们说我们都是在教会的里面。
You and I can say, I am in the church.
但是教会不是说到一个建筑物。
But church does not refer to a building.
教会是神所呼召出来的这一群人。
Instead, it's a group of people called out by God.
古今中外有多少的圣徒是被呼召出来的。
And this group of people encompasses all Christian saints throughout generations.
我们说教会就是基督的身体。
And we say church is the body of Christ.
当我们今天说过教会的生活。
So when we say live a church life.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人是单独的过一个基督徒。
Then no one live as a Christian individually.
我们都在这个身体的里面。
We are all part of this body of Christ.
所以今天我们要认识神给我们的一个宝贵的地位。
Therefore we have to understand this precious position that God has prepared for us.
他带我们归入这个羊圈。
He has brought us back to his fold.
在这里我们可以得着主的保护。
And in here, we are protected by the Lord.
在这里我们得着主的供应。
And we're provided by him.
在这里我们知道说两三个人奉主的名聚会，他就在我们的中间。
And whenever we gather two or three or more in his name, he will be right in our midst.
神很喜欢神的儿女聚在一起。
God loves to have his children gather together.
我们看见圣经里面当神的儿女聚在一起的时候。
And many times in the Bible you see when children of God gathered together.
在他圣名的会中我们传扬他的名。
And you see how God's name was preached upon.
我们个人的赞美是宝贵的。
It's good and it's important that we give praise individually.
我们一起来赞美主。
But when we come and praise together,
这个神的心何等的喜乐。
God's heart is even more satisfied.
我们个人的祷告是重要的。
It is important to have individual prayer.
当我们两三个人同心合意奉主名来祷告。
But when two or three gather together and pray in one accord,
神给我们一个特别的应许。
God has given us a promise for that.
他必定要听这样的祷告。
That he, I will surely listen to prayer.
我们个人可以享受主的同在。
Individually, we can enjoy his presence.
但是当我们两三个人奉主的名在这里聚会的时候。
But when two or three or more gather together in his name.
这边有一个很特别的应许。
God has a promise unique to the situation.
我就在他们的中间。
He said, there am I with them.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见说神的心那么喜欢圣徒聚在一起。
When we realize that God really wants us to get together.
是因为我们在一起，神特别应许他在我们的中间。
Because when we do that, he promises that he will be with us.
在事实上，我们都活在身体的里面。
And in the spiritual reality, we are all living in the body of Christ.
但是神那么的喜欢，当神的儿女一起相聚的时候。
And God desires even more when His people gather together.
在这里我们做一个见证。
Because together we bear a testimony.
在这里有一个彰显。
We manifest Him.
这里彰显什么呢？
What do we manifest?
耶稣基督的身体。
The body of Jesus Christ.
你说我一个人的时候，我也是在身体中啊。
You may say, you know, even though I may be alone by myself, but I'm still part of the body.
当我们认识到了，我现在虽然我单独在那里读经祷告，我也在身体里啊。
And when I read Bible alone, I'm still part of the body.
我并没有跟圣徒们分开啊。
I'm not separated from the rest of the body.
但是也有人讲说，对啊，在事实上我是不能跟身体分开的。
And from the other aspect, in reality, we cannot be separate from other members of the body.
为什么不我好好的自己来追求呢？
And then why don't I pursue fervently?
我的追求，我的得着也是为着身体，对不对？
Because whatever I receive, and that's for the whole body.
他这样省去好多好多这个教会里的麻烦事情。
And if I can do everything just individually, then I can save a lot of trouble in church life.
你很难找到一个非常完美的教会。
Because it's hard to find a perfect church on earth.
有一个弟兄，他问一个牧师说：“你可不可以帮我介绍一个完美的教会？”
And a Christian brother once asked the pastor, "Say, can you make a recommendation to me?
Or
refer me to a perfect church?"
想一想说，这个很难呢。
And the pastor gave a thought and says, "You know, it's pretty hard."
你去到哪里？哪里也就不完美了。
Because wherever you go, that church become imperfect.
今天我们都想说，哎呀，这个教会要怎么完美？每一个弟兄姊妹都要怎么样的完美
？Because many times we have all these demand or request for our church to become perfect.
但是我们自己是什么样的情形呢
？But we totally forgot our own condition.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们聚在一起。
God wants us to gather together.
今天在这里，我们看见他有一个非常美好的旨意。
And you see, God has this wonderful and good purpose.
就像说，神要我们在生活的里面。怎么样有好行为来彰显他
？In the same way as God has requested us to have good deeds to give glory to Him，
神要得着一个见证。
He wants to see a testimony on us。
神要在每一个家庭里面得着见证。
He wants to see the testimony in each household。
你说，哎呀，这个家庭里面听到的是难处，比这个好的好像更多啊。
Many times we have more problems and then good testimonies in our house。
但是在这些难处里面，我们讲到你。妻子顺服丈夫，顺服是一个生命啊。
And we talk about wives submit to your husband. We are talking about you should have a submissive life.
不是一个律法的要求。
It's not a requirement in the law.
但是你的生命必须要成长。
First of all, your spiritual life has to grow.
丈夫对妻子的爱，这个爱是从主来的。
And husband, your love for your wife is supposed to be the love from the Lord.
你的生命要成长。
Therefore, your spiritual life has to grow.
我们在工作的环境里面
，at working place，
服侍地上的主人
，we shall serve。Serve our master on earth,
像服侍主一样
as if we're serving the master in heaven.
很多时候你遇到的老板好的不多啊
We don't encounter, it's not usual for us to have good bosses.
但是神让你在这个环境里面生命要长大
But God has to provide that environment for us so that our spiritual life may grow.
弟兄姊妹我们感谢主
We give thanks to the Lord.
他要我们来享受我们的人生
He wants to enjoy our life.
最大的享受就是基督更多的把他自己赐给我们
And the greatest enjoyment of all is that we have more and more of Jesus Himself.
到有一天你说基督是我的满足
Until one day we say, you know, Jesus, you are my satisfaction.
再好的房子不能成为我们的满足
And better house cannot satisfy my heart.
你开再好的车子也不能成为你的满足
And the most luxurious car cannot become my satisfaction.
你娶一个最漂亮的太太也不能成为你的满足
And marrying the most beautiful wife cannot be satisfied.
到有一天你要说基督是我的满足
Until one day we realize, Jesus, you are my satisfaction.
基督是我们的满足。
Oh, Jesus Christ, you are my satisfaction.
当我们这样子来享受你的生活。
And when we learn how to enjoy Him like that,
你会觉得非常的宝贵。
And you realize He is so precious.
我们来一起读一下《使徒行传》。
I want to read together with you, Book of Acts,
第二章
，Chapter Two,
四十一和四十二节
，Verses 41 and 42。
于是领受他话的人就受了洗那一天门徒约添了3000人都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接拨饼祈祷这是讲到教会刚开始的一个情形
Here it talks about the condition of church when he first started, saying those who accepted the message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
他讲到说使徒的教训。
Here it talks about apostles' teaching.
他讲到彼此交接。
They devote themselves to the fellowship with one another.
这是一个交通。
And that's fellowship with Christians.
讲到剥饼。
And talk about they devote themselves to breaking of bread.
讲到祈祷。
And to prayer.
这好像是我们平常的各样的聚会。
Don't you feel like these are the title of our various meetings?
我们好像有信息的聚会。
We have message meetings.
我们有读经交通的聚会。
We have fellowship Bible study meetings.
我们有剥饼的聚会。
We have breaking of bread meetings.
我们有祈祷的聚会。
We have prayer meetings.
祷告会。但是今天我们看见圣徒们他们聚在一起。
And when you see Christians gather together,
真的神在那里大大的赐福他们。
God greatly bless them.
圣徒们在初代教会要聚会并不是那么的容易。
And at the beginning stage of church, it was not very easy for them to gather together.
后来我们看见他们一路上受到多少的逼迫。
And you saw how those Christians in the early days were persecuted.
到了希伯来书十章二十五节。
And to the book of Hebrew chapter 10 verse 25.
这边讲到说你们不可停止聚会。
Here it says, let us not give up meeting together.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
Some are in the habit of doing so.
倒要彼此劝勉。
But let us encourage one another.
既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And all the more as you see the day approaching.
当圣经讲到说你们不可停止聚会。
And Bible tells us, do not give up meeting together.
我们想到那么多的圣徒。
We thought about so many Christians.
在那个时候。
During that time.
他们聚会是何等的不容易。
It was so difficult for them to gather together.
受到这么多的逼迫。
Because they were persecuted for gathering together.
但他们不停止聚会。
But they did not give up having meeting.
今天很多时候好像我们是要求人说不可停止聚会啊，真的话是这么讲的。
Many times we may ask brother and sister not to stop me going to meeting because it's first.
但是我们想到当圣徒们他们能够聚在一起。
But think about it, when Christians can gather together,
多少时候我遇到弟兄姊妹,
and I've encountered brothers and sisters so many times,
他们为着能够聚在一起, 他们里面何等的感谢主。
They were so thankful for every opportunity they can gather together.
有一次听到一个弟兄讲, 他说在那个SARS最严重的时候,
and one time a Christian brother shared with us that when the disease SARS was the most prevailing,
他说每一个小区啊,每一个街口啊，都有人在那里站岗呢。
He said there are people on duty on every block of the street.
他说他们也从来没有停止聚会。
But they did not stop going to meeting, even that.
啊，讲到那个聚会，他们的那个宝贵啊。
Because they cherish the opportunity to gather together.
弟兄姊妹，这个可能在这里，或者说在特别自由能够这样子聚集的时候，好像我们并不感受到。
For us who live in a place where we have the freedom of worship, we don't cherish as much.
刚刚教主讲，每一次他到教会里面，那个里面的那个兴奋。喜乐哈。
And Brother George just shared with us the joy and the excitement in his heart for every time when he comes on his way to church.
但愿这样的一个感动也吸引我们的心。
And we pray excitement and a feeling like that will draw us closer to the Lord as well.
前两个礼拜听到一个弟兄讲说，他有个弟兄跟他讲，他过去在国内的时候，他们要去参加一个聚会，有时候翻一个山走一天的路。
And just 2 weeks ago, I heard this testimony shared by a brother talking about a Christian brother in China. When he used to go to a meeting, he had to walk, climb a mountain, and walk a day and a night to go to the meeting.
他说走一天的路就是去参加一个聚会啊。
He did all the traveling just for the sake of going to one meeting.
聚会完了再走回去。
And after the meeting was over, he had to travel back as much.
他说那个真是宝贵啊。
But he said that was wonderful.
可是他现在在了美国。
Now he lives in this country.
他说只要开车超过40分钟的地方他是不去的。
Now he said, you know, as long as I have to commute for more than 40 minutes, I will not bother to go.
他说我也不知道为什么我改变了。
And he said, I really don't know what caused change in me.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候当我们失去了那个对聚会那个宝贵的那个感觉。
And whenever we have lost the sense of the preciousness of Christian gathering together.
We may become,
we may feel that meeting is nothing but a requirement.
但是弟兄姊妹，神要我们来享受基督徒的生活。
But God wants us to enjoy the life of the Christian.
享受教会的生活。
To enjoy the life in His church.
你要知道，来聚会是一个享受。
Regard coming to church meetings and enjoyment.
我们和弟兄姊妹一同来赞美主，这是一个享受。
Concerning praising the Lord together with others and enjoyment.
和弟兄姊妹一同来擘饼纪念主，这是一个享受。
Come to break the bread and remember the Lord is an enjoyment.Enjoyment.
当我们一同来读经的时候，这是一个享受啊！
Come to read the word of God together is an enjoyment.
我何等的盼望弟兄姊妹，我们的观念上真的来认识。
And I really wish that your perception is changed.
当你能够享受的时候
，Once you can enjoy something.
今天不是人在那里要求你
，It's no longer a requirement from others.
你会觉得说啊，真的来到主里面实在是好。
And you will indeed feel I love to come into the presence.
他这边讲到说有使徒的教训。
Here he talks about they devote themselves to the teaching apostle.
在神的家里面有好多的机会，有好多的信息，好多的教导。
And there are many teachings in the house of God.
最近特别想到说有负担，比较有系列的教导。
And these days, I have burden to teach you in a more organized way.
不是我能够教导。
It's not that I am able to teach.
我们一起来学习。
But I want to learn together with you.
所以我们可能办一些什么讲座。
So we may have certain seminars.Or a special topic sharing.
昨天讲到，可能有的时候办的叫好不叫座。
But sometimes the sharing may be good, but it's not popular. The attendance is not, it's low.
以前记得有一次办那个这个信徒造就。
I remember one time we had this whole series of edification meeting.
常常到了时候要到处去载人。
And then before the meeting time, I have to travel around to pick people up.
到最后弄了半天，来了一个。
And you labor much, only one person showed up.
今天我们有这些造就的机会。
Now we have these opportunities to be edified.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们里面有没有觉得说，我们能够得着一点造就，这是一个何等享受的事情
？Do we consider this an enjoyment that I can actually have a chance to be built upon?
当我们能够享受的时候
，When we can enjoy these teachings,
就不在乎说你这个讲的好与不好。
You will no longer criticize whether it's a,the teaching was eloquent or not.
以前我常想，一定是我讲的实在是太差了。
I used to blame myself by thinking I must not be an eloquent speaker.
怎么东拉西请的，好不容易啊。
And really, because it's so difficult to invite anybody to come.
后来我脑筋一转。
But then I changed the way I think.
可能也不是我讲的一定那么差。
Maybe I wasn't that a bad a speaker.
弟兄姊妹。观念要转
，But I need to change the way I think.
要享受
，I need to enjoy this.
今天我们在教会开了一些造就性的聚会
，We have many special topics held here.
这些教导圣经的
，We have people here teach Bibles.
弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住机会来享受
，Brother sister.Make hold of these opportunities as your enjoyment.
每一个都是一个机会。
Every meeting is a chance to enjoy.
你若不知道享受，就成了一个要求。
If you don't know you can enjoy it, it becomes a requirement for you.
但是你若知道享受
，If you know how to enjoy,
你的基督徒的生活是过得何等的喜乐。
You can have a joyful Christian life.
我盼望说，巴不得我们的观念能够转一转。
And it's my sincere wish that we can change the way we think.
讲到彼此交接。
And here talk about.They devote themselves to fellowship.
我们特别在读经聚会的时候，这是一个交通的聚会。
In our weekly Bible study meeting, that is the chance that we have fellowship.
很多时候我们都觉得说讲的都不好意思了，没说弟兄姊妹，你要先读了再来呀。
And sometimes we keep on encouraging people, make sure you study or you read at least once before you come.
我们不断的告诉弟兄姊妹，这是一个 potluck。
We keep on giving example to others by saying, you know, it's like a potluck.
每一个人带一道菜来。
If everybody brings a small dish.
带来了以后呢，就很丰富。
When we put all the dishes together, then we have an abundant feast.
因为常常听到弟兄姊妹在那里抱怨。
And a lot of times we heard nothing but complaints.
每一次都是这几个人讲。
That they said, we come to the meeting, it's always those few share.
讲的不是太高就是太深。
And their sharing is either too high or too difficult to understand.
这问题不在他们啊。
But you know the problems are those is not does not lie in those who share.
他们把菜带来了。
Because they are the people who brought their dishes.
他的拿手菜就是这个。
They only know how to cook in a certain way.
问题在于你没有把菜带来啊。
And you know the problem is on you who did not bring anything here.
今天这个 potluck 大家都把菜带来，不是很丰富吗
？Isn't gonna become an abundant feast if everybody puts up something?
但是有时候我也觉得说，我们讲了好好久了。
Yeah, and you know I feel that we have encouraged brothers and sisters like that for many times.
常常我们都喜欢做一个 nice person。
And like many times we want to be nice.
不太喜欢要求人。
We don't want to be harsh and require.
我们都很能够同情人。
We feel for people.
我们都很能够体谅人。
We sympathize with people's different conditions.
好，没有关系，没有关系，要来就好了。
It's okay. You don't bring anything. Just come.
但是弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们想一想。
But think about it.
一次，你说啊，我也没有毒就来了。
If it only happened once to you.
啊，不好意思，今天来没有带菜。
So sorry, you know, I didn't bring anything to share.
下个礼拜呢？
Next week.
又忘了带菜。
Oh, sorry, I forgot again.
在下个礼拜呢，还是没有带。
In the following week, you still didn't bring anything.
如果一年两年。
Imagine year after year.
的确，我们也很盼望说恩典够用啊。
And we sure know God has sufficient grace.
在神的家都是恩典。
Because in God's house, nothing but God's grace.
你只要来吃就可以了。
Just come and eat.
但是很多时候，弟兄姊妹。
But many times, dear
brothers. 后来我们想一想。
Give a thought.
你光是来吃。
Think about it. You only come to eat.
你不能真正的享受。
You really can't truly enjoy.
这是一个事实。
That will be a fact to you.
你可能来了好几年了。
You can come to church meetings for many years.
每一次也是这样子，来了才看一下，哦，这今天是读什么啊
？Every time you come and realize, oh, this is what I'm going to study tonight.
你没有办法享受啊。
But then you can't really enjoy it.
人家跟你交通，你会觉得有压力。
And people say you have something to share, you feel pressured.
但是弟兄姊妹。当我们要来享受
，But in order to really enjoy something，
你先把它读一读
，You have to prepare in advance，
在神的话里面你来享受
，Enjoy first in the words of God by yourself。
当你和众圣徒一起来交通的时候
，So that when you are gathering with other Christians，
你来享受
，You can truly enjoy。
弟兄姊妹，盼望说这不是一个要求
，I'm hoping you don't consider this a request from me。
但是呢？我们也不能说永远活在恩典的里面。
But my desire is that we don't always stay in the condition of just receiving grace.
我记得以前在初三的时候。
I remember when I was a ninth grader.
以前我这个对于中文啊是最讨厌的。
I hated Chinese so much.
讲到写作文啊，大头是非常大的，一点观念都没有。
I was very poor at essay writing.
虽然到现在。我还没有写过一封情书哈。
Even till this day, I haven't wrote any love letter to my wife.
但是我记得在那个初三的时候，有一个国文老师。
But I remember in my ninth grade year, there was this Chinese teacher.
他要求非常非常的严格。
This teacher who taught Chinese and she was very strict.
看了他真的是会发抖的。
You tremble whenever you see her.
他是受日本教育出来的。
She was received her education through Japanese style.
那个管教的方式非常的严格。
She was very strict to her students.
但是他教中文
And she taught us Chinese.
我记得到最后我们在考那个高中联考的时候
And I remember through her 21st year when we took the entrance examination going to high school
那篇作文我整个等于是背出来的哗哗哗写的这个一点都不差的
And I did it very well in my essay
那个训练是非常严格的
Because I went through the strict training of hers
我们盼望说今天在神的家里面
And I hope in the house of God
有一个观念我们来享受主
We have to understand that we are here to enjoy the Lord
我们不是说这律法要求求你一定要怎么样，要怎么样。
It's not a regulatory requirement here that you have to do this and do that.
但是另外一面来讲
，But on the other hand，
我们也觉得说，如果今天没有办法准备，明天没有办法准备，一年没有办法准备，实在是亏欠大家。
And we feel that we're indebted to you if we keep on allowing you to stay in this condition that you always come without preparation day after day, year after year.
这个时候呢，不是梁弟兄老是在这里要求。
It is not going to be Timothy always requiring me to do this.
不是，是教会的负责弟兄们老是要在那里要求。
Or the leaders in the church keep on pounding us on this requirement.
这个时候是我们需要同伴的时候。
And this is time we need to have companionship.
当我们知道主这么宝贵。
Once we realize the Lord is so precious.
交通这么宝贵。
And fellowship is so precious.
我们彼此同伴，我们彼此勉励。
We need to have companions to encourage and remind each other.
这个不是一个要求。
It is not a requirement.
这是一个勉励。
It's an encouragement.
叫我们一起来享受主。
Encourage each other. Let's come and enjoy the Lord together.
享受这样的聚会。
Come enjoy meetings.
好不好？我们 哇，我们两个一起来读一下。
Do you mind if I spend some time read this together with you first?
礼拜五我们要读这一篇，我们先有一点分享交通。
You know, Friday night we're going to share this chapter. Can I read with you first?
也许很简单，我告诉你我所得着的是什么。
And I share with you what I learned from this chapter.
你跟我讲一点你得着的是什么。
And you can also share with me what you learned from this chapter.
弟兄姊妹，我们是走路的同伴呢。
Brothers, we are companions on this way.
我们在基督的身体里面。
We are in the body of Christ together.
巴不得这样子，弟兄姊妹，当我们一起来交通神话的时候。
So hopefully when finally when we gather together to study His word.
那个聚会起来，你说好像到了那个窝巴菲一样，哇，好多菜。
You feel that? Oh, wow, we have gone. We are now in world buffet. So many dishes.
有这么多的丰富啊。
It is so abundant.
我们里面就充满了感谢。
Then we give thanks to the Lord.
这是彼此交接。
This is how they devote themselves to fellowship with one another.
讲到我们真的是在主的里面，是这样子来让基督的生命丰满在我们的里面。
And this is how we can allow the fullness of Christ be filled in the body of Christ.
他说：“不可停止聚会，像那停止惯了的人。”
He said, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing so."
巴不得我们是里面真的是有一个渴慕。
Hopefully, we have a true desire inside our hearts.
和圣徒们一同相聚。
Come and gather with other saints.
和圣徒们一同来赞美。来敬拜。
Come and praise the Lord together with other Christians.
今天我们讲到说，在身体的里面，众儿女们，我们都是一同来侍奉我们的神。
And we are in the body of Christ, children of God. We are here together to serve our God.
神救赎了我们。
God has redeemed us.
是要我们来侍奉他。
So that we may serve Him.
我们看见在出埃及记里面有好多次。
In many times we saw in the book of Exodus,
神要摩西告诉法老
that the Lord wants Moses to tell Pharaoh,
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
He said, let my people go so they may worship me.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may worship me.
今天我们都是蒙救赎的儿女。
We are all children redeemed by God.
但是我们知道神救赎我们有一个目的。
There's a purpose for God's redemption.
就是叫我们来侍奉神。
Which is for us to serve.
但是也许我们想到侍奉神就是来神家有没有什么事情要做。
And when we talk about serving God, maybe the things come into our minds like to do things in God's church.
我们逐日来坐在这里。
Sunday morning when we come and sit here.
我们想说啊，领诗的弟兄他在那里侍奉神。
We may think, the song leader is serving the Lord.
那招待在后面他们在侍奉神。
Ushers in the back, they are serving the Lord.
梁弟兄讲的口干舌燥的他在那里侍奉神。
Brother Timothy is serving God.
但是不。
But that's not true.
我们每一个人来到神面前，我们都在侍奉神。
Everyone who has come into the presence of God is serving God.
圣经告诉我们说，你们是君尊的祭司。
And because the Bible has told us that we are His royal priesthood.
每一个神的儿女都是祭司。
Because every child of God is a priest for God.
我们不要忘了，我们来到神的家。
Don't forget when you come to God's house.
我们都有这样的一个使命。
We all have a mission or duty.
我们一同来侍奉我们的永生神。
We are here to serve our living God.
你说我坐在这里侍奉什么呢？
You may say, I'm sitting down here. How do I serve?
你知道吗？当我们一起在神的面前最宝贵的侍奉是什么？
You know what is the most precious service we can offer for God?
最宝贵的侍奉是我们一起的赞美和敬拜。
It is our worship and our praises that's the most precious thing we can offer.
这是让神的心得着满足的。
And that's the type of service that satisfies God's heart.
我们的神是以色列的赞美为他的宝座。
Because our God is the God whose throne is established upon the praise of His people.
哪里有赞美，哪里有他的宝座。
Where there is praise, there is God's throne.
在什么时候神的儿女用心和灵在这里赞美神，在这里敬拜神。
And wherever we use our heart and the spirit and praise Him,
我们的神他能够在我们的当中得着荣耀。
And wherever God is able to receive glory,
这是满足神的。
That's something satisfying to Him.
今天侍奉神不是要来满足我们自己。
Today we don't serve God for the sake of satisfying ourselves.
侍奉神是要来满足神。
We serve to satisfy God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们认识我们这样来侍奉神是我们的享受。
If you will realize serving God like that, it's our enjoyment.
你享受这样的来侍奉神。
We come with an enjoyment heart.
不是人在要求你说，要祷告啊，要赞美啊。
We don't have to be urged by others like a requirement. Make sure you pray. Make sure you sing. Make sure you pray.
当我们回想过去，常常很感动那些带领我们的人，在旁边常常这样推我们。
And I look back how the leaders who brought us up sometimes sat next to us and were urged to pray.
祷告啊，祷告啊。
Come on, come on, pray.
今天我们回想，觉得真的是感谢。
And I look back, I'm very thankful for them.
在那个时候，也许是一个要求。
Yes, I may have felt it was a requirement.
也许你觉得有点勉强。
I felt being compelled or forced to do something.
但是帮助我们。让我们能够来到神面前开口来赞美。
But that compelment helped me to open my mouth to praise God.
今天在神家里面，有的时候你会遇到弟兄姊妹对你，你觉得有一点好像是要求你、勉强你。
And in church, you might feel a certain brother or sister is pressuring you to do something.
到有一天你会感谢的。
But one day you realize and look back, you appreciate.
今天人家要求你，你交通一段，你会觉得哎呀，来这里有压力。
People may say, "Would you like to share something?" Then you feel, "Oh, that's pressure of sharing."
到有一天你会感谢的。
But one day you look back, you will give thanks for that.
因为今天我们要来享受我们的生活。
Because in order to enjoy a Christian life,
当你要享受的时候，它有一个过程。
You have to go through a process.
在经过了这个过程，你就进入，你就享受了。
Once you go through with the process, you can finally enjoy it.
任何一种运动。
Any exercise or sports.
你没有好好去。经过那个练习的过程，你很难去享受的。
If you do not go through strict discipline, the process of training, you can't really enjoy the sport at the end.
以前我们骑脚踏车，你刚开始哦，哇，那骑下去腿多酸啊。
Imagine, remember learning how to bike?
很难受的。
Usually, you feel all sore on your legs. It was very, it's like a hardship.
但是你继续骑。
But if you kept on biking,
哇 ，enjoy 啊。
Gradually.
非常的享受。
And you can enjoy biking as a sport.
多少爬山的人，他们同样的经历。
Many mountain climbers.
刚开始爬的时候，哇，这个我怎么想不开来爬这种山呢
？Initially, I thought something wrong with my mind. How come I choose to do this kind of sport?
那个背包这么重。
The backpack is so heavy.
啊，天气这么热。
And the weather is so hot.
但是呢，当你进入了以后，你真的享受啊。
But once you get used to it, you can enjoy it.
基督徒的生活，我们要来享受主。
Therefore, Christian life is a life that you can enjoy the Lord Himself.
但是我盼望大家不是说我们在这里好像要求你。
I hope you don't think that I am asking you to do something or requiring you to do.
巴不得我们认识到说，因为这有一个享受的生活。
I hope you understand this is something you can actually enjoy.
但是你可能在过程里面，你要用点力气。
But you have to.Strive in the process.
今天我们跟你讲，来到主面前，哎呀，那么简单。
And when I say come to the Lord, it's a simple thing.
的确，你进入了是很简单。
Yes, once you have found a way, it is simple.
但是也许你开始的时候，你的确要花时间，要勉强你坐在神的面前。
But initially, you had to force yourself to spend time wait on the Lord.
你不花时间，你永远进不了。
If you don't bother to spend any time, you will never enter into.
你永远没有办法来享受。
You will never be able to.Enjoy this.
当我们讲说神的话那么宝贵
When we say, you know, the word of God is so precious.
如果你就这么浏览一下随便看一看
If you always just glance at it.
常常你的回答就哎呀反正看不懂
And you might just give yourself an excuse that, well, you know, I will never figure it out
哎呀
anyway,
这个好这没兴趣
I'm not interested.
弟兄姊妹你如果这样子永远没有办法享受
If that is our attitude, then we can never enjoy the words of God.
有的时候你就是要好我这段时间我就大声念也好我就是怎么样我就是来把这些圣经好好的读一下。
You just have to make up your mind and spend a little time to say, okay, I will devote this period of time reading out loud the word of God.
不管我懂与不懂。
Despite the fact I may not understand it.
神的话就是灵就是生命。
But I know the word of God is life.And it's spirit.
神的话不是说你的天然头脑来明白他的。
His words cannot be comprehended by my intellect.
你以为你读懂了，事实上你可能根本就不懂啊。
Many times we thought we understood, but maybe we don't. We do not understand at all.
你以为你根本读不懂，可是你是遇到了一个活的生命啊。
Many times we feel that we don't quite understand the passage, but we feel that we encounter something alive.
就读啊。
So then keep on reading.
有个弟兄讲得很好。
A brother once said, "Well,
你圣经里面有读不懂，有问题的。
And he said, "When you read the Bible, if there are questions,
那个答案一定在后面。
The answer must be in the latter part of the Bible.
就继续往前读。
So keep on reading.
你说我读到启示录还有好多问题。
And you now you've come to the last book, Revelation in the Bible. I still have a lot of questions.
答案在前面。
Then the answer is in the first part of the Bible.
继续读啊。
Keep on going.
神的话就是要读。
And keep on reading the word of God.
今天弟兄姊妹，若是我们不读，我们不能享受。
Because without reading the Bible, we cannot enjoy it.
我们讲的再多，讲的口都干了，你还是不能享受。
I may spend all the time explaining to you, you're still outside of enjoyment.
但是若我们读
，But if you read it,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有个弟兄讲说，他读圣经都读醉了。
And the brother once shared with us, he said, I was right.I'm so lost into the Word of God, like I'm drunk.
哦，他里面享受。
He enjoyed reading the Word of God.
他不跟我们真的是来享受主啊。
And I wish this is our condition that we enjoy Him.
当我们奉主名在这里聚会。
And also when we gather together in the name of the Lord.
我们享受主。
We are here to enjoy Him.
主就在我们的中间。
He is right in our midst.
这边讲说不可停止聚会。
He says, "Do not give up meetings."
对那些圣徒来讲，他们要付何等的代价
？And for Christians at that time, they have to pay a price in order to gather together.
但是今天我们讲说不可停止聚会。
So, but nowadays when we say, "Do not stop the meeting,"
巴不得是我们里面的一个催促。
I pray that's an urge inside our heart.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到主的面前
，Every time when we come to the Lord,
我们要记得
，Remember this.
主给我们那么清楚的应许。
That he has given us such a sure promise.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
When two or three gather together in my name.
那里就有我在他们中间。
And there am I with them.
主在我们中间呢。
The Lord is with us.
我们也要记得说，当我们一同来到主的面前。
Always remember, also when we gather together.
蒙赎的儿女都当侍奉神。
We are redeemed children of God. It is our duty to serve him.
Duty 啊，我们今天来聚会，我们来这里侍奉神啊。
We come to a meeting with a duty that is to serve God.
我们享受这样的侍奉。
And we should enjoy the service too.
一同在灵里敬拜。
To worship Him from our spirit.
一同在灵里赞美。
To praise Him from our spirit.
和众圣徒一同来赞美。
And to praise together with other saints.
这是何等的享受。
And that's an enjoyment.
当我们想到说我今天所侍奉的是那位万王之王、万主之主。
We realize whom I serve is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们当存什么样的心来侍奉他？
Then what kind of attitude should we serve with?
当我们昨天讲到说要服侍你地上的主人，从心里做，像是给主做的。
Yesterday morning we shared about how we serve our Master on earth as we are serving our Master in heaven. Do it with our hearts.
很多弟兄姊妹的见证，他怎么样认识了这句话，从心里做，像是给主做的，
and many Christians
不是给人做的。
Had testified that.They learned through this verse that to serve their master on earth as if they are serving the master in heaven.
那是说到我们从里面为主做，那个标准是比为人做还要高的很多，对不对？
And this verse tells us we have a higher standard when it comes to serving our master in heaven than the standard we apply when we serve the master on earth.
公司要求你，老板要求你七点上班。
When you go to work, your boss may want you to be work at 7.
你没有打卡。
You don't have the punch card.
没有人来看到你。
Nobody's watching you.
但是你说我是给主做的，不是给人做的。
But if we go to work as we're going to work for the Lord, not for man.
所以你愿意，虽然没有人看见你，你还是那么的忠心，那么的准时。
Even though no one's monitoring you, you will be faithful. You'll be on time.
我想这个是圣经的意思。
I think that's what the Bible meant.
所以我们是这样子来勉励弟兄姊妹。
We encourage one another to work like that.
在你的工作场合，你要像是给主做，不是给人做的。
Work as if you're doing that for the Lord in heaven, not boss on earth.
但是今天可能我们说我们在教会里面大家一同来侍奉神。
Now when we say come and serve in God's church.
我们看看那个标准跟你在世界上工作的标准你比一比。
Try to evaluate the standard you apply in God's church versus the standard you apply at work.
你觉得你侍奉万王之王、万主之主的标准是比你侍奉你的老板的标准更高还是更低呢？
Think about the standard we have.For the Lord in His church versus the one we have at work.
若是我们知道我们侍奉万王之王、万主之主。
If we realize at church we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
所以在神家里面的服事应该是比世界上的标准还要高的。
We should know the standard applied in service in house of God should be much higher than the standard in this world.
仍然我们经常就是说恩典够用。
But the problem with us is that oftentimes we feel His grace is sufficient.
服事安排了，他来与不来，在于他的怜悯。
And whether I serve or not, it's whose 怜悯？
服侍的人的里面。
Whether I serve or not, it's up to my mercy for God.
神的家充满了恩典。
Because, you know, God's house is filled with grace.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是因为我们不认识，我们侍奉神是神给我们一个大的恩典。
This wrong perception is because we do not understand be able to serve God is a grace from the Lord.
是要我们来享受他。
God has given this chance to enjoy serving Him.
今天真的不是我们做什么事有什么了不起。
It's not that we have done something deserve serving Him.
不是我们奉献什么神有需要，好像真的他需要你的这些东西。
It's not that God has a need, He needs us to offer and to make a contribution.
所有的都是神的。
Everything is owned by God.
在他没有什么难成的事情。
In God, there is nothing impossible.
今天我们这些蛔虫被他拯救回来。
And the little people like you and me have been redeemed and brought back by Him.
是他这么恩待我们。
It's all His grace.
我们来到神的面前，一同来聚会。
So when we come to meetings,
来享受他。
We come to enjoy Him.
我们一同来侍奉。
We come to serve.
我们来享受他。
That is another enjoyment.
有一个弟兄，当他里面有一个感动，说我跪着爬着也要来侍奉神。
Once a Christian brother shared that.I want to serve God even though I have to crawl and kneel. I want to serve my God.
他真的认识。
Because he really understood.
能够侍奉神是何等的宝贵。
The fact that we can serve God is something very precious.
所以我们今天不是好像只是讲说恩典够用，大家就可以很自由。
Therefore, even though God's grace is sufficient, doesn't mean we can serve him loosely.
我们盼望说今天我们在神的家里面是侍奉神。
When we come to the house of God, we serve God.
我盼望说我们想一想。
So I encourage you to think about the meaning of serving God. 怎么样
忠心于你地上的老板。
How you have been faithful to the boss on earth.
你今天在神的家里面只能更加的忠心。
And your service in the house of God has to be higher and more than that.
今天我们不是在这里想说来要求你要做什么。
I'm not requiring you of doing something.
因为我们盼望说我们彼此勉励。
So we need to encourage each other.
今天时候真的不多了。
Because the time is passing by so fast.
我们不能将时间就这样过去了。
We cannot allow time just passes by.
神的心意必定要完成。
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
神不是来要求我们一定要律法要做到这个做到那个。
God has not set up a lot of standards and requirements for us to reach.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们看见神何等的爱我们。
But we know He truly loves us.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved His church and He gave Himself.
他把我们爱到他的里面。
He has loved us to the extent that He has brought us into Him.
一直爱到永远。
And He also will bring us into eternity.
爱到他的旨意完成。
Until the point when His purpose is fulfilled.
圣经告诉我们说，原来是基督的爱激励了我们。
So it is the love of Christ that compels us.
今天巴不得不是梁弟兄的话在这里激励你们。
It's not the word of Timothy that is compelling us.
是基督的爱来激励我们。
But the love of Christ that is compelling us.
我们每一个人都需要基督的爱来激励我们。
And every one of us needs to have the love of Christ to compel us.
哦，知道他是爱我，为我舍己。
I know that He loves me and He gave Himself for me.
他所为我们预备的超过我们所想所求的。
And what He has prepared for us are beyond what we can comprehend.
他真的何等的盼望我们来亲近他。
He wants us to come close to Him.
他要把他心中的秘密，把他的同在。再来赐给我们。
And He wants to share with us the secret in His heart.
他乐意我们来分享他的丰富。
And He wants us to partake in His fullness.
他盼望我们在生活里面点点滴滴，我们来经历他的自己。
And He wants us to experience Him every moment of the day.
哦，他是我们的生命。
Because He is our life.
他要从我们里面来活出来。
He wants to live out through us.
当主在我们里面活出来的时候。
When God is able to live out through us.
这是一个最真实的事。
And that is something the most real.
这是让我们最喜乐的事情。
And also something most joyful to us.
今天我们在人生中有各样的难处和痛苦。
We have all kinds of trials and difficulties in life.
但是若主从我里面活出来了。
But if the Lord is able to live through me.
你回头一看说啊，都有主的美意。
Then when we look back in our life, you say, you know, it's filled with God's good purpose.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His way higher than my way.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And His thought is higher than my thought.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在基督身体的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are now in the body of Christ.
我们说我们是同坐肢体的。
We say we are members.Of the body.
我们彼此劝勉。
So we encourage one another.
主来的日子近了。
Reminding each other the day is coming soon.
我们彼此劝勉。
We will remind each other.
我们好好的来享受主。
And said, let's enjoy the Lord together.
好好的来追求主。
Let's pursue the Lord together.
当我们一同来侍奉的时候。
So when we serve together.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面真的是欢喜快乐。
We serve with great joy.
我们和众圣徒一同在这里侍奉神。
Because we know we are serving our Lord together with saints.
每一次我们祷告，把我们的心敞开。
Every time when we pray, open our hearts.
你发现说啊，这个祷告不一样哎。
And then you realize, you know, my prayer is different.
同样，你坐在这个地方。
You may be sitting.
很多时候就是一个观念一转。
Many times it's just a matter how we think.
如果你只在那里等，说哪一个祷告会让你比较受感动
？If you just sit there and wait for somebody's prayer to move and touch you.
或者居然会，哎呀，今天道讲的好与不好
？Or wait, just sit there and wait to criticize whether the sermon was delivered well or not.
所以很多时候你觉得说，哎呀，怎么今天聚会蛮好的，今天聚会不好，今天聚会很好，今天聚会又不好。
So your condition will fluctuate according to how the meeting turns out.
但今天我们都预备好了，神的儿女预备好了，我们要来赞美神。
But the thing we need to do is to prepare ourselves ready to praise God.
我们都等候着要来赞美神。
We're here, wait together to give Him praise.
你有没有带着一个兴奋的感觉？哇，今天我要到教会去，一同来侍奉神。
Come with excitement that oh, I'm going to church to serve God.
我相信你的聚会是不一样的。
Then I bet you your meeting will turn out to be different.
你坐在这里你是等着来赞美神啊。
When you sit here, you are here waiting to praise Him.
今天我们知道神就在我们的中间。
And we know He's right here with us.
因为我们在这里奉他的名在这里聚会。
Because we are gathered in His name.
他的宝座要设立在我们的当中。
This is where His throne will be established.
他要得着一切的荣耀和
赞美。And He wants to receive all the glory and honor.
巴不得早上我们把自己奉献在主的手里。
Therefore, I pray that we will offer ourselves.In His hand this morning.
当我们遇见这位爱我们的主
And let us meet with this Lord who loves us so much.
我们说主我们愿意更多得着你
Let us tell Him that Lord, I want to have more of you.
更多的享受你
And I want to enjoy more of you.
更多的来在生活中来享受基督
And I want to enjoy more of you in my daily life.
享受我们在神前的生活
Enjoy a life living before my God.
享受我们在人前的生活
A life before men.
我们也享受在教会里在基督身体里的
And also enjoy the life in the body of Christ, His church.
我们在主面前一些有一点的祷告。
Let's spend some time in prayer now.
弟兄姊妹有感动的，可以在主面前有一些的祷告。
Feel free to pray as you are moved.
为着这几天的信息。
For the messages in the retreat.
我们求主做工在我们的身上。
We ask the Lord through these messages work upon us.
求主得着我们。
And obtain us.
都起来追求他的自己。
So that we may rise up and pursue him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, 主耶稣。哦，可能。
你开我们的眼睛，你开通我们的耳朵。
是的。
有耳可听的都应当听。哦，叫我们出来。